So I'm here with Dana Margolin from Poet Radio. Welcome. My first question would be, with your last record, Every Bad, you couldn't really go on tour, right? So there was the corona lockdown. It's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were all in the same boat, weren't we? Like, everyone had to stop what they were doing and do something else. So I think it was just a globally quite strange and difficult time. And yeah, it's obviously had a huge effect on so many things.
Did you miss it to go on tour? Yeah.
No, I was really grateful to be at home. I was really glad. I needed some time to be at home and do my own thing. And we got to make this album, which is obviously great use of the time. So it was just, it just allowed us to have more time to be creative.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, how hard was it to go on writing after such a, yeah, more or less huge success? Was there a lot of pressure?
No, I'd already written most of the songs by the time we got to lockdown. There was only a few songs on the album that were written afterwards. In general, I think that writing is the thing that I like the most and comes most naturally to me. So it just, it was, I felt just lucky to be able to keep writing and keep making music.
Hmm.
If anything, the success meant that we were given more freedom to make the thing that we wanted to make the way we wanted to make it, because everyone trusted our vision, which was really great.
So the title of the new one is Waterslide, Diving Board, Ladder to the Sky. Waterslide and diving board are terms of a Lido. So, but you, of a Lido, of a swim, public swimming pool, you know. But you come from the sea, so it's quite the opposite. Why that title?
I actually come from London, so I don't necessarily come from the sea. I mean, we all come from the sea, don't we? We all crawled out of the sea many billions of years ago. Those are just ideas, images that really captured my imagination.
It means fun, doesn't it? Water slide and diving board. No, at least water slide means fun.
I think it's like, it is fun and it's joy and it's pleasure, but it's also fear and the unknown and risk and effort. And it's those two things together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. So especially diving board means both to me. So it makes fun, but you...
Yeah, or it's, you know, it's like endless... and meaninglessness. You could kind of put words on all of it for as long as you like, but I think the for me it's just a set of images that made sense and evoked an emotion that I was trying to capture, like, you know.
Do they need each other? Ladder to the Sky and the Diving Board?
I think for me, yes, which is why I put them together in the album title and why, but I guess anyone can do as much literary criticism of the album title as they like and decide whether or not it means anything when they need to sit together. I guess that's for the listener to decide. Mm-hmm. But for me, yeah.
In general, what inspires you to write lyrics? Not only for this record, so in general, what's your inspiration?
I'm really inspired by everything around me and by everyone I meet and the things I see and the things I feel and trying to connect and communicate. And I'm inspired by nature and I'm inspired by, I think, everything. It's like there's always something that is inspiring and kind of sets off a train of thought that can lead into a song.
In the opener, Back to the Radio, it said that you've been feared after the last record. So how did you cope with those feelings?
By writing songs. Yeah. Yeah, I think writing songs is how I deal with all my feelings.
Is it getting better then?
I don't know.
But
I
it
hope
can
so.
be worse, can get worse as well.
I think
Going on.
everything's always getting better and getting worse in different ways, and life is just about finding the balance and then enjoying good things when they're there and dealing with bad things as they come.
In Germany, we would say Flucht nach vorne, so it's a kind of flight forward, you know, not to escape, but to jump into it again to cope with the feelings.
And to not like to just embrace it. I think there's something in that for sure. I see a lot of value in confronting difficult things head on.
To be back to the radio, I was not sure if this is something good or bad. Maybe you can answer me.
What about Back to the Radio?
Yes, so I mean, what's the question would rather be, what's the role of music industry for you?
Industry. The music
What a
industry is
business, yeah.
terrible.
Yeah. Business, so
Obviously,
then you
it's
are back at the
quite
radio, right?
cynical because you have to turn art into a business, and that is already a cynical thing. And there's, I think the music industry is based on this, you have to commercialize things that are much purer and more beautiful before they're commercialized. So if that's if is that what you're I think I have a lot of thoughts about the music industry. Is that
Yeah.
what you are?
I'm interested in your thoughts about music industry.
Sorry, I'm yeah, I think it's difficult because it's a world that wants to romanticize a lot of actually very difficult and painful things, or wants to romanticize it's like idea of like a rock and roll lifestyle, or wants to make everything look cool and good all the time, and just to package it so that people will consume it. I think that's really it's unfortunate that that has to be done to art in order to make it, if I want to have if I want to be a songwriter and a performer as my job. But it's also I think it's part of this whole world. It's confusing.
In your lyrics, you used to, or you work a lot with repetitions. Why that?
It's I think it's just how I instinctively write songs, and it allows me to process things and see how they sound and have a conversation with them, allow them to change meaning over time.
Do they express something different the more you sing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that as a listener, that is also for a listener to decide. Like, does it mean something different to you when you hear it for the sixth or seventh time?
It sounds like a mantra or a prayer, or I don't know, sometimes. But maybe you need it to believe yourself. You need to repeat the words. Yeah, in your lyrics in general, you sing, you are quite open. You sing a lot about your very personal stuff, from depression to love, fears, panic. So, isn't it hard to do so in public or
Yes, it
frightening?
is very hard to do in public, but
Why do you do so?
it's because I need to do it. I think it just makes sense to me, and I think it's important to do things that are difficult, and I think that part of what I'm doing is trying to communicate something with people, and in order to communicate, you need to be open and if there's something that I want to sing about that is really difficult to sing about, or that people might find, a lot from me, I think that, like, if you it's like, I think you just asked me the question, why do you make art, or like, why do you do what you do? It's like, because it's important to me, and I'm trying to connect with people and communicate with people. It's why I do anything.
Yeah, maybe that's the role of art, or the artist, or for good art, to be open and to confront people with such emotions.
I think also to confront yourself, and to really kind of question what you're doing and why and how. I think there are questions that we all need to ask ourselves more, but maybe that I'm trying to get at. I don't know.
Let's talk about one or two songs in the end. One song is Birthday Party. There you sing, "I don't want to be loved." What does it imply to be loved, in your opinion? What does it mean to be loved?
I think that, like, it's interesting because I think people have latched onto that lyric and taken it in different ways. And some people can kind of understand it as, a lot of people just kind of come back to me literally and they'll be like, "Oh, I don't want to be loved. You sing that however many million times." But I think there's, like, it's not, I think it's kind of easy to just be like, "Oh, what does it mean to be loved? Oh, you're saying I don't want to be loved." But I think the whole point is that love can be so many different things. And there's moments where, in the pits of depression, where being loved is actually it's like, it can almost be something that makes you feel guilty because you don't value your own life enough. So when somebody else loves you, that can be painful. But then in another aspect, it can be, "I don't want to be loved." Like, love can be something that, it's like, so love can be something that keeps you alive. It can also be something that suffocates you or ties you to people in ways that you don't want to be tied to them. I think it's like quite a childish proclamation, and it's quite, there's something quite juvenile about it, and also quite almost naive. And yeah, it's kind of, it's like, it's a statement that is really, it's really a reaction to a strong feeling than a statement that should be taken at face value. And I think that, because love is so many different things to so many different people, and also love can be so many different things to you across your life. I've experienced so many different forms of love, and so many different, so that you can love someone in so many different ways. I don't think that there's one real answer to that.
Maybe it's also a protection if you don't want to be loved, because then you can be hurt if you
exactly.
love and are loved. Or it's the fear of not being loved. So or the fear of not being able to love.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's all those things, and that's kind of what that song is for me. It's,
maybe in the end it's the fear of death.
Yeah.
Not to love or not to be loved.
Or to be left alone. Or to not have it all figured out.
If I may ask one more question about one more song. Do you have a song you really want to talk about?
No, I don't. But I'm interested to know what song you would like to talk about, or if anything hit you in a particular way that you're wondering about.
I think it was the song "You Can Be Happy If You Want To," which was one of your favorites, right?
Yeah, I mean,
so let's talk about this one. "You Can Be Happy If You Want To." It seems so easy, though. You think it's a matter of will?
I think that you don't choose the things that you're confronted with, but you choose your reactions to those things. And so sometimes I know from my own experience, if I choose to enjoy my life, I tend to enjoy it a lot more. If I choose to not take things so personally, it takes a lot more effort. It's a lot more work to break patterns that are maybe instinctively easy to fall into. But when you actively choose to be happy and enjoy things, you tend to actually be happy and enjoy them much more easily. Although I don't know why I called that song that. So I think it just, I need to think about that one.
And the song itself, it's about being in love, extremely in love with a person, and as a consequence, that's very interesting. As a consequence, you merge with anybody else. So is it to be in love, to be one with the universe for you? And the opposite.
I think like that song, I guess initially it was written actually just about merging with one person, with that one person. But okay. But it is also about, I think, sharing things that are really personal, like songs, and how that once you give it away, you don't have any control over how it is received. And you can't control how people perceive you or where they take the things that you've created. But yeah, it's never about one thing.
Okay, and yeah, in the title song, so The Closer, it seems like a harmonious end to me. So you have to accept your feelings, no matter if they're negative or positive. Or maybe you can even enjoy them, even if they're negative.
Maybe. Yeah.
Is this the facit for the moral of the record?
The moral of the record. What is it? Or are you asking if that's it?
Yes. Yeah, maybe to accept everything in you, every feeling, even the hard ones. That's my question.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. To not resist that everything is constantly contradicting itself. To just like allow, to just allow seemingly contradictory feelings to sit side by side and not fight them.
Yeah, I think it's hard, but it's the best thing we can do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Dana, thank you so much for your answers.
Thank you. And thanks for listening to the record.
Yes, I wish you all the best for this huge tour in front of
you. Thank you so much.
Come through it. And I hope to see you maybe one day, like in Europe.
Great. Hopefully see you at a show soon.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.